Welcome back to Randomness Chat. I am here with Miranda.
And I'm here with Joey.
Well, of course you're here with Joey. That's who, you know, the host is.
What? I'm a co-host.
I do 90, you do 10.
The one week I did 90 and then you did, like, well, I did 80 and you did 20.
Ooh, 1 week.
Sorry. You're the one that reads. If you want me to read, I can read.
You could barely get through a sentence without reading. What makes you think I won't let you read?
I can get through a sentence.
I was about to say, what episode number are we on now? You don't even know.
I know.
Do you even listen to the episode?
Is it eighth?
It is the eighth episode.
Oh, I got that right.
Shh. Neighbors.
Sorry.
I got a sleeping baby.
I don't even care about the neighbors. Got the baby.
I got a sleeping baby.
There is a baby downstairs. I know that much.
Well, not down below us. Well, how about we say this? I live in an apartment complex. That's what she means.
Yeah.
There's another baby, but, like, they're not down straight below us. They're down the hall.
No, they're, like, down the hall, down below.
Yeah, I said they're not just down below us. They're down the hall, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not waking up that baby. That's a pretty far stretch.
I can be that loud.
Let's not, because I don't want to wake up my baby.
Yeah, that's probably important.
Yes.
I don't think I want to wake up the baby either.
No, because that means you got to deal with it.
No, it does not.
Oh, yeah. That's
no
rule.
No, Dakota is on baby duty.
Yeah, she is on baby duty because, so, you know, the baby's not sleeping very well.
Yeah, so that means I don't got to.
So that's why she's not with us today. Mm-hmm. But she should be back next week.
Hopefully.
I'm thinking. So, Miranda, anything new this week?
I did softball.
I like how you guys didn't think about it. Like, what did I do this week?
I did. I worked. Supposed to see my boyfriend. Didn't get to do that.
Why not, Miranda?
He got grounded.
Is he under the age of 18? Are you a child predator, Miranda?
No.
Is there something that you're not telling the world?
No.
Now, how do you get grounded?
I don't know. Kind of salty.
Are you sure he got grounded?
Well, he said he was going to his cousin's house because his mom took his keys away, and he's been at a different house since he got grounded, so I'm pretty sure.
So that means he didn't get grounded?
No. It means, well, he works, so he doesn't have his keys.
Why are you giving... What? You gotta tell me this whole story.
Okay, so the story is... We meet in halfway, okay?
Where's halfway at? Like, approximate location. I'm not saying name out the place, but... Like, where is he at? Approximately, it was like a...
The bottom of our state, and we're at the top of our state.
Okay, so you guys are meeting, like, literally in the halfway mark.
Literally in the halfway mark.
So you guys are meeting around, like, Columbus area.
I didn't want to say that, yes.
They already know we live in Ohio. We've mentioned it a few times.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we both live in Ohio.
But I didn't remember that. But I didn't really want to say.
Yeah, we don't have to fucking name towns, but you know.
Well, you did name a town.
Yeah, where you guys meet. Where you guys didn't actually meet, so I don't think
I just said we live at the top and he lives at the bottom.
So, well, yeah, we're not sitting there and actually measuring this out to figure out where the middle is. We're just kind of taking an approximate guess.
Okay. Anyway. Literally the morning of that we was gonna meet, he said, don't buy the hotel because we was gonna stay the night. And I said, why? He said he got grounded. He got his car keys taken away.
How do you get your car keys taken away? Don't you own the car?
Yes, he does, actually. He said it was in his name.
I don't think it's in his name if he's getting his car taken away.
I have no idea. But I've met a lot of...
Do you have a broke boyfriend?
Oh, he works, so I hope not.
Yeah, where does he work, Miranda?
JCPenney. No, not JCPenney's. No. Journeys.
Isn't he a porn star? Or is he an aspiring porn star? I don't know.
What's the difference?
One is that you actually are a porn star. The other one is that you want to be a porn star.
No, I'm pretty sure he's done porn before.
That doesn't mean you're a porn star just because you do porn. I mean, there's tons of homemade porn.
I think he does it more than just homemade.
trust me, because if that's the case, if he's on porn before, I mean, technically, your mother's a porn star.
That's true.
I mean, they want to start playing, like, two together.
No, no, I've seen something where...
Have you seen her porn?
No! Oh. I've seen, like, an actual text message of his that says that he was doing a porn show.
A porn show?
Well, a porn...
What is it, like, what
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
A weekly episodic TV show. You're on this big kid.
I just know what it said, okay?
Is it a sport?
Anyways, that's not important. He's a porn star. He knows how to do stuff. That's all that
he
matters.
He knows how to do stuff? Is that all that's all that matters?
Yeah.
So you don't know how to do stuff if you're not a porn star? Or?
It means he knows how to do stuff a little bit more than others.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I mean, you just watch a lot of porn and learn it.
Or not?
Is there a fucking training? Is that the thing? Do you get trained to be a porn star? Someone could please let me know. I might have to Google this.
I don't know.
I'm going to Google this.
I'm not a porn star. Wait, yeah, Google it.
How
do you actually become a porn star?
I would imagine you just kind of say, hey, I want to become a porn star. There's probably an application online.
I'm sure you can't just say, I want to become a porn star.
Oh, you can. That's the first step of becoming a porn star.
Well, yeah, okay, it's more of a wish that you want to be a porn
star. Wait, what am I Googling again?
How to become a porn star.
See, luckily I'm doing this on your phone.
Oh my goodness, you are doing it on my phone.
We use my phone, well, my phone to record thanks to Anchor. Get the Anchor app or type in anchor.fm. Sponsor the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really Googling how to become a porn star. You know, what's
we're
the first step?
We're never going through our Google search history.
Three ways to become a porn star. We're going to do that. Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to go through my search history. I looked up a lot of... Understanding the porn industry.
Oh, there we go.
So, is porn the right industry for you?
No, not for me.
Well, I hope not. It's not for you.
No. I don't want my family to find me.
Oh my goodness.
What? What are you reading?
There's a 4-hour video shoot of sex.
Yeah?
Oh, fuck that shit.
It's like an actual movie set, so...
Yeah, no, I'm not going to sit there and have sex for 4 hours. You got like 30 minutes tops.
Well, they do different things.
30 minutes tops.
Okay, his little, he took a screenshot and showed me. He said he was doing one when he was just himself, one with a guy.
He does gay porn?
Yeah.
I told you he did gay porn.
Well, no, he said he didn't do it yet, so he now finished it.
He just now finished on the guy?
Not just finished, but like the summer he did it.
Oh, I was about to say, did you just finish on the guy? Are you guys texting about it?
No. I just know. And then I think...
When are these movies coming out? I need to know some names.
I don't know. And then I think he did it just with some, like, a girl maybe also.
Maybe a girl? Or was it another guy?
I don't know. It was just...
He might do gay porn in general.
He might. I don't know. That one, I don't know.
Okay, so you have to be 18 or older, which I'm glad.
Yeah.
But that one, I think everyone knew that one.
Technically, I didn't know until y'all brought it up
ago. How long did you think, how young did you think they were going, Miranda?
I just never thought about it. I never watched porn.
You know what, I'm the fucking number one porn watcher in this apartment building, well, in this apartment right now.
Yeah. I don't watch porn. I don't need to. I don't want to.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you need to.
No, I don't.
You don't trust me, you do.
Not if I already have my own porn star.
And not when he's grounded. They only get paid $500 or $600 for one video shoot.
He technically still has a phone.
Oh my goodness.
What?
They only get paid like $500 or $600 for one video shoot.
It depends what it is.
Well, that's for straight porn. We're talking like straight porn.
Okay, straight porn, yeah. Because I think he said he got paid like $1,000 for gay porn.
Yeah, it says that it's a lot higher.
Yeah. I think it fluctuates.
Fluctuates. I don't even know what the hell.
Fluctuate.
There's an flux. There's an L in there that you don't either put too much emphasis on or not at all.
I said the word.
Oh my goodness.
What?
It's only legally. Strictly. So understand where porn is filmed, because I'm still on this. Strictly speaking, it's only legally possible to make or act in porn in Los Angeles or New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah.
Los Angeles or New Hampshire?
Yeah, I guess to do, like, location porn.
Is it L.A. and, like, California?
Yes.
I just want to make sure.
Where's New Hampshire at? Is that Connecticut?
I think so. Yeah, New Hampshire's not a state.
Oh, it is a state, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, because it's up by Maine.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if I can have you do a fucking states quiz.
No, let's not do that.
Oh, okay, there's more.
I don't think I failed at geography, but I know it was not my best subject.
Did you fail at everything, I guess?
I did not. I'm just not good at geography and history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least you don't have the HIVs or STDs.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gotta be clean.
Yeah, they do have to be clean. I'm looking at that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot in here. I don't think I want to become a porn star anymore.
Joey!
Yeah, you're pretty much a model, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading. So that's... Oh, no. I know what question I wanted to know. Do you have to be trained to become a porn star?
Oh, yeah.
That's the question I really wanted to know. Yeah, I'm going to laugh one day. Your mother sits there looking at your internet search history.
No, my goodness, no. I hope not. She did say she can, like, search through my text messages and that. I'm like...
I don't think the text message, but she can definitely do online.
Yeah, well, we share, like... contacts, since we're all in the same plan, we share the contacts, so I'm pretty sure if she really wanted to, she might be able to see my Google searches.
Oh, she definitely can see your Google searches.
Well, but, if she actually cares, I mean, she already knows my brother watches porn, so that can't really be too bad.
I can see why he only watches porn.
I don't think he only watches porn.
What, do you think he acts in porn too, or like...
No! Oh, that's what you meant. I was thinking you meant, like, he only watches porn. Like, there's nothing else he watches.
I would imagine he watches other things.
Well, you only said he only watches porn. Like, that. My mind just went elsewhere.
Oh, my goodness. I do not want to read all these from Quora. Is that the name? Quora?
Quora? Q-U-O-R-A?
Yeah. Quora? Cura?
I guess I never really said it out loud. I just, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I just know
I don't think I want to dig too deep into this. I think that's where I want to go. I'm glad this isn't my phone.
Oh my goodness, Joey!
Gonna get fucking headhunted by the FBI or something like that.
It's only porn.
Holy shit. When I watch porn, I want to see the women's bodies and not the back of guys' heads or his butt bouncing with the woman
totally
blocked.
Are you looking at porn on my phone?
No, I'm looking at what training is required to become a porn star.
Did you find it?
I guess it's just camera sense.
What did you say?
Like camera sense.
Meaning as?
That means you gotta know where the camera is.
Look for it?
What? No, you gotta know where it is at all times.
Don't they got directors for that?
Well, yeah, but, you know, like, they don't want to sit there and see the back of your head or, like, I guess a guy's ass bouncing.
Isn't that what they do? That's why they
make
porn?
I have no idea. We're going to talk about this at another time.
Like,
because we have a whole porn episode coming sometime.
Maybe.
Well, it will be coming.
Maybe.
It's coming already.
Maybe.
Coming.
Maybe.
It's going to be coming.
Don't say it like that. Maybe.
Miranda, we're not supposed to be talking about porn. How do we get this off? We're going to talk about your boyfriend who apparently owns a car that gets his keys taken away.
You're the one that started it.
We're going to talk about your boyfriend who, you know, isn't, I guess, okay. a grown adult.
Yes. Yes.
But okay. he is over 18.
Yes.
Put down the record.
Yes, he is. And
you got to make sure you put down the record.
I don't know where I left off. But anyways.
He got grounded and he got his keys taken away from a car that he owns, I guess.
Yes. And he stays with his cousin so that because he works with his cousins at Journeys. And they, I guess they go to work together.
I wonder if they do any stockroom fucking porn.
I would hope not.
They do that kind of stuff.
Wait, are you talking about him and his cousin?
I don't know. Well, is the cousin a male?
I don't know. I was thinking so.
We're hoping so.
Oh my goodness, Joey!
Well, no, actually, we're hoping not.
I'm hoping he doesn't do that.
Yeah, not at all, but you know.
Not with family.
Not with family at all,
yes. Can you imagine having two porn stars in a family?
I mean, that'd be pretty funny.
They say, yeah, we got another porn star to match with you. It is your fucking cousin. Like,
no. Now, I'd imagine that they'll tell you the name before.
I don't know. Make
sure you're okay working with that person.
I don't know, because if it's like, if they don't give out names to keep you secret.
They give out your actual name to the other porn star.
Are you sure?
I would imagine, because, you know, you gotta make sure that, you know, they're not related or anything like that to begin.
I mean, you don't have, I don't think you have to, do you?
Yeah, you gotta put your real name down to do porn. And then they can make up your own name from there. But that's your booking agent at that point.
I guess so.
Yeah, I read that part of it.
Well, I did not read, once again.
Because you can't.
Yes, I can!
You grasp it.
Like, I'm gonna be a teacher.
We're about to test that theory. Because, you know, I'm actually going to put you through a quiz.
Oh, goodness.
But first, before we do any of that, we got to, you know, I got to give some good news out.
What's the news?
We actually hit our threshold that we wanted to hit.
And guess what?
Yeah.
I didn't have to listen to our podcast.
You don't listen to it at all anyways.
I don't.
I don't know.
I already speak it.
At least I play in the background.
I speak it. That's good enough.
I'm showing the support in the podcast.
Come on. You can do better than that. Give us some listens, and then I don't gotta listen to it to fake it.
Yeah, you know what? No, don't give us listens. Share the podcast out to people.
Do both.
Well, yeah, you gotta listen to the episode, and then share it out.
There you go.
Well, either way, we hit our threshold. That's all that matters.
Okay.
So we're doing a conspiracy theory episode.
Yay!
It's in the works right now. I have been doing research on it.
I can do conspiracy theories.
Oh, hell no. You're not touching that.
Aliens!
Everyone talks about aliens. We're talking something awesome.
UFOs.
We're talking something like gigantic.
Loch Ness Monster.
More gigantic.
Bigfoot.
It's more gigantic than real word. Giganticer than Bigfoot.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs are not a conspiracy theory. They actually roam the earth. It's been proven.
Nobody's seen them, no.
I went to the museum and seen them, like, last year. Well, 2 years ago.
Bones are only bones. You can make it.
You can make bones, but no, we're talking something gigantic.
God?
Do you just want me to tell you what it is?
I mean, I like guessing.
It's not God. It's bigger than God. This is something that, you know, you can actually see.
The universe?
The universe? I don't think you can see the universe. You can see, like, parts of the our universe, but you can't see, like, the whole... Well, we have a solar system. You can't see the whole universe.
Aliens?
You said aliens. We're talking about the Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, that's a conspiracy theory.
That's not too giant.
It's gigantic. The gigantic Titanic.
I don't think so.
It is.
I don't think so.
It's the biggest boat that was ever made around that time.
It doesn't mean it's gigantic.
It's bigger than Loch Ness Monster. Definitely bigger than Bigfoot.
You don't know that. Maybe Bigfoot will take one step and crush it all.
Bigfoot is about the size of me, just bigger. He's like 6 feet tall.
Have you ever met him? Did you shake his hand?
Actually, I met I think I was working at Menards. I met a dude, you know, the Jack Link Sasquatch?
Yeah.
He was sponsoring around, and I met the mascot of that, and I have photos of Sasquatch on my phone. Oh, my goodness. And Sasquatch is another form of Bigfoot, so yes, I did meet Bigfoot.
Bigfoot might be bigger than Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Either way, well, we're doing the Titanic.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like 2 weeks the episode will be ready because I just started the readings.
Yeah, you're definitely reading about that.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds kind of boring.
What? The Titanic's not boring.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was faked.
Jack died.
Jack could have fit. That Jack could have fit. Rose is a bitch.
No, Jack didn't even try.
Yeah, Rose is a bitch. She had like a fucking 8-foot door.
Jack didn't try.
And she's on 3 foot of it. It's like, Jack, you won't fit. It's like, what the fuck you mean? I can not sit there and have a party on that door.
I don't think I actually watched that whole entire movie before.
I think I've watched 3 minutes of it. Yeah. But I will not be taking the movie into it because, you know, the Titanic was faked. I've seen Leonardo DiCaprio in other films.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think he was doing something like last week. So, you know, the Titanic's faked.
They're all dead.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio. He's alive.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I can go kill him.
Don't kill him.
I promise you I'm not a murderer.
You better apologize to Leo at the end of this episode. I promise.
I didn't do anything yet.
You better apologize to him.
I didn't do anything yet.
All right, I think it's about time for our ads. And then we're going to start.
Oh, goodness. We're already at 20 minutes.
I know. We're fucking killing it today.
Alright.
So, yeah, we're going through ads, and then we're going to be right back with the seeing how smart Miranda may be.
I'm smart.
And we'll see after the ads. Mm. And we're back, and apparently Miranda found my fruit snacks.
Oh, I always find them.
Yeah, and I got to start hiding them.
What?
Yes.
No.
You know, we've been doing this for 2 months, and every day, once a week, you come in and eat my fruit snacks.
You hear that magic word, once.
A week.
And once a week. That means I can have them.
No, that
you
means
have
I need
a giant box.
That's my giant box.
But only you eat them.
No, Dakota eats them.
Is Dakota allowed to have them?
Yes.
Oh.
You're not.
Why am I not?
Because I said so.
Well, then what else do you want me to eat?
Nothing. I want you to eat at home.
No, that's no fun.
All right, you ready, Miranda? We'll go over these rules for you.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be unfair.
I'm going to make it fair.
Uh-huh. Just so y'all know, I cannot see these questions. He's going to read them off.
So, thank you. I'm going to read the questions off to you, Miranda. I'm going to read off the answers to you.
Doesn't mean I can't see it.
Why do you need to see it?
Because it helps me process through my brain.
I'm going to read them, and then you're going to... Then I'm going to read off everything. You're going to have a total of 4 Google searches you're allowed to do.
You have the phone.
I can search it for you.
Oh.
And I'll click on the right answer.
Okay.
So you're going to have a total of 4 Google searches.
Okay.
That's your lifeline.
What?
Yeah, have you ever seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Not really.
Yeah, well, they have lifelines. Because, you know, some of those questions are hard. So you're going to have a total of 4 Google searches, and we're going to see how smart you really are to become a teacher.
I still don't know if this is fair or not.
It will be.
All days.
Let's begin.
Okay. What? No idea what that is.
That's the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing. You know, how they got the spotlight going down on you? Just imagine a spotlight down on you.
I like, what is it called? Not Money in the Bank, but...
Money in the Bank? Yeah. That's a wrestling show.
Yeah, I know, but it's the money that's in the bank.
The
briefcase.
Money case. I think that's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
No, it's not.
I think a Deal or No Deal?
Yes.
That's not nothing to do with questions. That's a guessing game.
But that's the one I think of.
You know the one question show, Deal or No Deal?
Go.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, so question number 1. With which empire did Genghis Khan associated?
I hope you know. I'm not trying to go for...
We're going for perfect.
I'm not trying to go for a teacher for social studies. And if so,
this is everything.
Mm. So, what empire of what?
Which empire did Genghis Khan associate with?
Genghis Khan?
Genghis Khan.
Genghis.
Genghis Khan. Say it with Ging.
Ging.
Gis.
Gis.
Khan.
Khan.
There you go.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah. Is it A, the Mongolian Empire? B, the Roman Empire? C, the British Empire? Or D, the Greek Empire?
We're going with B. I like Romans.
Roman? Burr. Yeah, I don't know.
Burn! Yeah, I'm gonna burn myself. No, I'm just
kidding. It's the Mongolian Empire, Miranda.
I didn't care.
It was the largest continuous empire in human history.
What did they do?
Aren't they the Chinese ones?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
There's a reason why I got it wrong.
It's the Chinese one, I think.
I didn't care.
Okay, you ready? Question number two.
Sure.
Which part of the brain deals with thinking?
Oh, I should know this one.
Is it A, the cerebellum? B, oh God, there's an ad in the way. Meningus? C, the cerebellum, or D, the brainstem?
Okay, hold on. I gotta look.
You can relook, because I probably butchered like 5 of those.
Cerebrum or cerebellum? Try the cerebellum.
All right, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wrong. Ah, dumbass.
I was close.
It's a zebra.
I was close.
It also controls reading, speech, and emotion.
Yeah.
For that, I'm going to crack a cold one.
I actually thought it was the hippo.
You thought hippos control their brains?
No. It's called like the hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. That's a hippo. Hippos control their brains.
So there's this one trick where it's like.
This one chick?
Trick.
Oh, trick. Okay.
Yes. In Intro to Psych, there was memory. For memory, your hippo, whatever, controls memory.
I don't know any of that. But, okay, you ready? Next question. Which novel is best-selling fictional work of all time? Well, which novel is the best-selling fictional work of all time? With more than 500 million books sold. And no, the Bible's not on there because I tried to hit the Bible. We all know the Bible's fake. Is it A, A Tale of Two Cities, B, The Hobbit, C, And Then There Were None, or D, Don Quintix?
Try B because I don't think I heard of most of those.
The Hobbit?
I've heard The Hobbit.
You're wrong again.
Well...
It was Don Quintix. The book was first published in 1612.
I thought it was a person.
No, it's a book.
I thought it was a person.
Okay, which of these was not one of the Allies during World War I, Miranda?
Okay.
You got this one?
No.
Is it A, the Ottoman Empire, B, France, C, Serba? Or D, Belgium?
Wait, did they say not?
Not.
Try France.
It was Ottoman Empire.
I don't know what Ottoman...
It wasn't a country.
I don't know
It was a territory.
Ottoman. Well, why is there a territory in there?
Because it was, you know, not an ally. That means it was, you know...
I don't know if I was actually taught very much about World War I.
You probably were.
No, I wasn't. You want to know why?
Why?
Because at that time, our Mr. Pope, he actually had a little, it wasn't a seizure, but his brain pretty much popped and forgot everything, so.
Okay, are you ready for this one?
His history life kind of ended.
I think you should get this one. This one's a very simple one. Which shape does not have four sides? A, triangle. B, rectangle, C, a rhombus, or D, parallelogram.
A!
Are you sure?
Yes.
You got that correct. It has three sides.
Yes!
So you're one for like four.
Because the other ones are like, what, geography and social studies? I don't do social studies.
None of them
studies.
Was geography.
No.
Which battle did not occur during, well, which one of the battles did not occur
not
during
history.
World War II? Which one of these battles did not occur during World War II? You got the Battle of Somme, The Battle of Okinawa, the Battle of Bulge, or the Battle of Stalingrad. Stalingrad.
Try B.
You're wrong again. It's the Battle of Somme.
How do I get these wrong? Somme sounded...
Somme. It happened during World War I.
Could you give me, like, a fake one? Because I was trying to think of a fake one.
You know, you still have your Google. You got 4 Google searches.
How many questions are there?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, then... I gave up after, like, number 10.
I'm joking.
Here we go. This one's an easy one because we've talked about this.
Okay.
How many species of insects are there as of 2017? A, 5,500,000. B, 10,000. C, 530,000. Or D, 1,000,000.
When have we talked about this?
We talked about it during our one episode that never aired, our lost episode of the Bible. We have a lost episode of,
Yes, I know we have the lost episode, but...
I'm just letting the viewers know, listeners.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get that far into it.
Oh, we did the whole episode.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did the whole episode. And, we couldn't air it because copyright infringements.
But I don't remember. That was 8 weeks ago.
That was over 10 weeks, almost 11 weeks.
How am I supposed to remember that?
I don't know.
Try D.
I know it's not D. It's 5,000,000.
Good for them. I'm not remembering something from 11 weeks ago that may or may not have been important.
Oh, it was. In disproving the Noah's Ark theory.
Oh, I think I do remember.
See, there you go. That's why we couldn't, end on the episode. Because I know that we wouldn't have been able to get the clearance.
Yeah.
Which planet is smaller than Earth, Miranda? We got science. You can do this. A, Jupiter. B, Mercury. C, Saturn. Or D, Neptune.
I really was hoping it was Mars.
Mars is about the same size, if not bigger than Earth. I thought so.
I always thought it was, smaller.
Mars is not an option.
Okay.
Well, there's a few planets smaller than Earth.
Okay. Do you know the order?
Mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to help. I can...
What is it called? No, what's the order?
I can mother, Google it. Do you want me to Google it?
Just stupid answer. Done.
My mother just stupid answer. What the hell was that?
No. Oh, wait. No. Earth is third, so... Isn't it? Earth is third in line. Well, isn't it?
I cannot help you. I can Google it if you want me
third
to Google it.
Third is in line. Earth is third in line.
I cannot help you. All I can do is Google
Earth
the answer.
Earth is third in line. Is it fourth? Just tell me if Earth is fourth or third.
Do you want me to Google it?
No.
Well, then there you go. That's your answer.
I just want to know if Earth is third. You can't change my mind. Earth is third. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm singing the one song. It was by Cletus T. Judd.
I don't want...
It's about Earth.
Is it Mercury?
Do you want to say Mercury?
No.
Your time is almost
out,
too.
Neptune? Is it Saturn? I don't think it's Jupiter, and I don't think it's Mercury.
You got 5 seconds.
Let's go with Neptune.
Neptune?
Yeah.
Mercury.
Oh, dang.
It's the first planet from the sun. Earth is third.
Yes! I was right!
About the wrong thing.
I was right about something, though.
Which of these explorers did not reach North America, Miranda?
Goodness.
We got Marco Polo, Leif Erikson, Erikson? Gilevine de Verzuro.
I want Marco Polo.
You want to do Marco Polo?
Yes, I want Marco Polo.
That's correct.
Yay!
He traveled to Asia.
Isn't that why we have Marco Polo? Like, Marco Polo!
I thought that's because he was blind.
Was he blind?
I don't know. Okay, who was not technically the Emperor of Rome?
goodness.
We got Julius Caesar.
Nope, he was.
Nero.
I think he was.
Augustus.
Fourth.
And you're doing fourth one?
Fourth.
Caliga?
Sure.
Is Julius Caesar.
So what did he do?
He was the... His heir, Augustine, was the first... What? Caesar was technically... Was not technically the emperor. His heir, Augustus, was the first one.
His what?
His heir. Like, you know, lineage.
Oh! I was thinking, like, hair.
Like your head. We're not even 20% done with this quiz. The amount of water in the human body ranges from 50 to 70%. True or false? This one's an easy one, Miranda.
Wait, what?
The amount of water in the human body ranges from 50% to 70%. Is it true or false?
70%. True.
You're correct.
Yay. I hope you know, by the way, when I do become a teacher, I will have, like, an actual book that tells me stuff that I have to teach. So
you're not going to learn anything. You're just going to kind of read off of a book.
No. There's other ways to make lesson plans.
You're going to read from the book.
No, there's book, there's internet, you put them all together.
The spine, is to describe this ancient Greek artist who was considered to be the first actor. Plato, Socrates, or Aristotle. You like how I can only pronounce half these old-fashioned words?
Sure! Let's do... See, Aristotle sounds like,
Isn't that a shoe company or something like that?
No, that's Plato. No, Plato's a, what? Plato's like Goodwill, isn't it?
Goodwill is Goodwill, Miranda.
What?
Goodwill is Goodwill.
Plato has, I think he has cheap clothes and everything like Goodwill.
He said, is Plato Goodwill?
Well, no, I said, is Plato like Goodwill?
There's a I think of Plato's Closet, but no, we're not talking about the stores.
Oh, yeah,
we're
but
talking about
I'm
the
thinking,
person.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of the stores.
Why are you thinking of the stores?
Because I'm going to go with the one that doesn't sound like a store.
Oh, man.
So
you got like 10 seconds.
Let's go with the third one.
Socrates?
Sure.
You're wrong. It's Theospes.
Oh, yeah. That didn't sound like a store.
You know, these were real people. You didn't know this, right?
And they sound like stores.
That's because they made them into stores.
That's not my fault.
What is nuclear fissions?
I know what a nuclear bomb is.
All right, so is it A, hybrid physics, B, a nuclear explosion, C, when nucleus of an atom splits into smaller parts and which turn in leads into a release of energy, or D, a gravitational force?
C.
Oh, you got that one.
Yay.
So you're like 3 versus however many we're on right now. We're doing so good, Miranda. You're doing good. I'm not doing this one.
I wonder why.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd probably get more of these right than you did.
I don't think so.
The tale of the Trojan horse alluded in the Iliad, occurred in which ancient city? A, Athens, B, Sparta, C, Thebes, or C, D, Troy.
Troy.
You're correct. You're 2 in a row.
You want to know why I know that one?
Why?
Because it was on Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World?
Mm-hmm. They did one where who was it? The father that was the teacher was doing a lesson on Troy and the presents.
All right.
Yeah.
How many moons does Mars have? 1, 3, 0, or 2?
3.
2!
Well. The rain had to end sooner or later.
He sounded so confident, too. The two moons are called Visibi Phobos and Deimos. I want to name planets and moons.
You can name it Miranda.
No.
Why?
Where did Thomas Edison have his world-renowned research and development lab, Miranda?
Thomas Edison made the light bulb.
He stole the light bulb, let's be honest.
He made the light bulb.
He stole it.
Isn't that in one of our podcasts?
Yes, I think so.
Go watch that one.
I think it's The Lies Teachers Told Us. We can do a whole conspiracy theory over up that one, too, but that's a later on type of deal.
Okay, now what's the...
Okay,
wait,
so...
can you read the question?
Where did Thomas Edison have his world-renowned research and development lab, Miranda?
Oh, okay.
A, Menlo Park, I guess. B, Westfield Park. C, Coopertown Park. Or D, Orangeville Park.
Coopertown or Orangeville? Orange is my favorite color. Coopertown just sounds cool.
I like how that's how you're deciding all this.
But they're all parks.
Yes, they're all parks.
Okay, we're going to go with the longest one with Coopertown Park.
Menlo Park.
Dang, I should have went with Orange
Park. The lab is now a museum that's open to visitors today.
At least I would have liked the name Orange.
What is compound interest, Miranda?
I should know this one.
Is it A, a financial risk of trading commodities? B, a liquid financial derivative? I don't know. C, a addition of interest to the principal sum in previous interest. Or D, a tax deductible expense.
Okay, now tell me the question again.
What is compound interest?
Okay, C.
You're thinking C? You got that right.
Yes.
You're back to one. The correct answer is addition of interest to the principal sum and previous interest. This concept is very common in finance.
Mm-hmm. I took a financing class in high school.
Nice. You ready for this one?
Sure.
As of 2017, the largest pyramid by volume in existence can be found in Egypt. True or false?
The only periods I know are in
Egypt. Pyramids.
Yeah, I said pyramids.
You said periods.
I thought I said pyramids.
No, you definitely said period. I watched you say period.
I heard only pyramid. Periods.
Only Egyptians use periods.
No, I know that's false. But I'm pretty sure I said pyramids. Anyways, go back and listen and tell me.
Although I can definitely tell you did not.
But I think I did. I might go over and listen to this one just to see if I did or not. But the only pyramids I know are in Egypt.
So you going true?
Yeah.
False.
Where else are they?
The Great Pyramid of Cholula in Mexico, by contrast, is the tallest pyramid that is... yeah, that's it.
Like
it's in Mexico.
Mexico or New Mexico?
Like in Mexico. I didn't say New Mexico. Did I say New Mexico?
I just want to make sure it was in Mexico. Isn't Mexico in, like...
it's in North America.
Yeah, so it's, like, Central America?
No, it's in North America. Central America is, really? You know, Central America.
Oh, I think I was thinking that, North America was
finish that thought. What was you thinking?
Still thinking that North America was just the United States and Canada.
It's also Mexico.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. I can picture the map now. I can picture the map.
I'm glad it took you 30 seconds to picture the map.
It took me more than 30 seconds.
Which scientist formulated the law of gravity, Miranda?
Oh, I might.
You should know this one.
Yes, I should.
Do I have to say all these options?
Yes, you do.
A, Niels Bohr.
No.
B, Stephen Hawking.
No.
C, Marie Curie.
No.
Or D, Sir Isaac Newton.
Sir Isaac Newton.
I'm glad you got one of these right. We're going to see how smart you are by the end of this. I don't care how long this takes.
Oh, goodness.
This could take another hour for all I care.
With us, it will.
But don't forget, you still got four lifelines.
Oh, my goodness.
What is... What was unique to the southern economy compared to the north during the years leading up to the Civil War?
You might just have to reread that again.
Yeah. What was unique to the southern economy?
Okay.
Compared to the north during the years leading up to the Civil War?
Okay.
A, the South was heavily industrialized. B, it was based primarily on plantations that relied on slave labor. C, it was an economic decline. There was an economic decline in the South. Or D, the South outsourced jobs overseas.
What was the fourth one?
The South outsourced jobs overseas.
What does outsource mean?
That means they sent jobs overseas.
Oh, go C.
C, there was an economic decline in the South?
Yeah, wasn't that like... Yeah.
It was the slaves. And this is all coming from a website. I do not agree with that.
Well, I was thinking it was like the, what is it called?
No, they relied heavily on slaves.
Oh. I was thinking it
was... Did you pay attention, like, fourth grade history?
No! Oh, I told that were, like, you, eighth social grade. Studies.
That was, like, eighth grade history.
I think we only had social studies.
No, you had history. U.S. history. I'm only, like, three grades above you.
I'm pretty sure I only had fourth grade social studies.
And you never took a history class ever again?
Once again, I'm not good with social studies, history, or geography. Those are my...
I took fourth grade social studies, and after that, I just gave up. I said, no. No more.
Those are not my strongest suits.
Didn't you have to pass, like, the SATs for that?
I took the ACTs, and the ACTs are harder than the SATs.
No, I mean, the graduation test, the Ohio graduation test.
No, you don't gotta pass. Well, you can't. There's no, like, passing. It just tells you, like...
No, you have to pass those to graduate.
There's nothing passing. No, you just gotta take it.
That's why it's a graduation test. You have to pass them.
You don't...
Because I had a loophole, no, right? I couldn't pass
Are
them.
You talking about the Ohio State testing?
Yes.
There's Ohio State testing. Not, you don't gotta pass the ACTs. Those are
I said the Ohio graduation
no,
test.
No, you did not.
I know. I said SAT first, and then I said Ohio graduation test.
No, you did not.
I promise you, I did. We will listen to this.
We
again.
Will listen to this one. Sorry, you guys. We are actually gonna listen to this one after.
I do listen to every single one of them. Anyways.
I do not, but this one I'm definitely listening to.
I said the graduation test, but we're moving on.
I'm definitely listening to this one just to show him.
I promise
yes.
you.
Yes. I'm being right on this one.
You're never right. And this test has proven us. Which of Jupiter's moons have a water ice surface?
Water ice surface?
That means it has ice on it and water.
Okay.
Thebe, Io, Metis, or Europa?
Not Europa. Let's go... What was the second one?
Io.
Io.
Europa.
I didn't like Europa.
It doesn't like matter Europe. If you like it.
I do. It does.
No, water was discovered on Europa in 2016.
Europa stinks.
It has water on it.
Europa stinks.
Which of these was not part of men's fashion in the 17th century, if you remember that long, Miranda?
I was not born yet.
Breeches, dresses, periwig, or wainscot? Well, wainscot.
Okay, what was the question?
Which of these was not part of men's fashion in 17th century?
Breeches, I think, was.
Okay.
What was the other one?
Dresses, periwig, wainscot. Or waistcoat. Waistcoat.
Waistcoat?
Oh, wait, yeah, waistcoat? Is it a waistcoat? It is a waistcoat.
I think I'm that's waistcoat.
I'm running on 5 hours of sleep.
I'm pretty sure that's a waistcoat. So, waistcoat, I'm saying yes. Breeches, yes. And then I would say...
Are you thinking dresses?
Yeah, go with dresses.
You're right.
Awesome. Periwigs are just wigs, right?
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't around 17th century.
Yeah, was I?
Which of these track and field events are no longer in the Olympics, Miranda? You should get this one.
Oh, I might get this one.
Stone throwing, relay race, hurdles, or long jump?
Stone throwing?
Okay. Yes, you're correct. You got two.
I would really hope so. That would hurt. Isn't that towards other people?
No, you throw like you would like the discus, wouldn't you?
Oh, really? No, yeah. I thought stone throwing was at other people.
No, I'm pretty sure. No, you're thinking of a stoning and where they used to have people's, you know, buried and only have their heads shown.
I might have never seen a stone throwing then.
Well, they were discontinued in 1906.
Because?
I don't know. I'm not the head of Olympics. Mm-mm. I don't watch the Olympics.
Hopefully it was not towards people.
Okay, this one you should get too.
Okay.
Which novel is written by John Steinbeck?
Okay.
The Grapes of Wrath. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Okay.
Animal Farm. One Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay. Who is the person again?
John Steinbeck.
John Steinbeck. Steinbeck.
Steinbeck.
Beck. Steinbeck. Try Animal Farm.
It's not that. Grapes of Wrath. It was published in 1939.
Did we read it in school?
Most likely, yes. They required you to read it.
I don't know. I've read a bunch of different ones.
They require you to read that one, I guess.
I've also went to different schools.
Here we go. Which of these words is a noun? Do you know what a noun is?
Yes. Person, place, or a thing.
That's a verb, I thought.
No, that's a noun.
We might have to Google that one.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure that's a verb. I thought a verb was person, place, or thing.
No, it's cat.
You think it's cat?
Yes.
Can I at least say the answers for everyone listening at home?
Sure.
8, yellow, big, cat.
Cat. A verb is an action.
Yes, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I know I'm right.
Yeah. About time you get something right.
Goodness, you should have took this test.
I would have got higher than you are right now.
Well, at least I knew what a noun was.
Yeah, that's true. I would probably guess cat. Which of these artists created their works during the early 20th century?
Are we in the 20th century?
We're in the 21st century.
Were we in the 20th century?
Probably. I don't know.
Okay.
So A, all of the above, because that's how you start out a multiple choice.
Wouldn't it be all of the below?
I get it. This is all of the above. I'm taking this straight off the website.
The first one is all of the above, by the way.
I told them that.
Yeah, but they can't see it.
I told them the first one.
I'm just reading it upside down.
Letting B them know. Is Jean Metzger.
Okay.
C is André Lehote.
Okay.
D is Georges Bjork. Bark.
Let's do all of the above. Below.
You're wrong.
I am correct. You're right.
Sorry, I was already expecting you to be wrong.
Joey!
Well, we're halfway through the quiz, though.
Yay!
It's so far only taken us almost half an hour.
I'll start using the thingies.
Which of these notes could you find on a music sheet? Quarter notes, half notes, whole notes, or all of the above?
All the above.
See? There we go. We're rolling now.
Don't jinx me. Do not.
Oh, I hope it's... What was the Third Reich, Miranda?
You're searching that one up.
A, the Nazi war strategy. B, Adolf Hitler's book. C, Adolf Hitler's inner circle. Or D, the Nazi regime.
Okay, so can I guess, but you look it up?
Now I have to look it up.
Yeah, but I still want to guess.
I'm going Google search right now. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, because I'm not doing it. You said I had 4, so you gotta search it.
Yes. Because I'm
tired of getting things wrong. And this would mean this is like the third one right in a row.
I know.
I think that's a new record.
If not, it's close.
Because I didn't think I got 3 in a row before.
Okay, I'm looking this up now. The Third Reich, official Nazi designation of the regime in Germany from January 1933 to May 1945. As a presumed successor of medieval and early modern Holy Roman Empire, the First Reich, and the German Empire, the Second Reich.
What does that mean?
I just told you.
I don't know what that means.
That's what it meant. The official Nazi designation of the regime in Germany.
Okay, it still don't know.
The act of inciting or identifying is that word, if you don't know what that word is.
I don't understand. What am I supposed to understand?
It was the Nazi regime.
I don't know what the Nazi regime is.
The Third Reich.
What? I don't know what the Third Reich is.
The Nazi regime.
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what Nazi is?
I know what the Nazis is.
That's the Third Reich. The Nazi regime was the Third Reich. What is the regime,
though?
All the Nazis, I guess. I don't know, Miranda. It's just, you got it right. You got it right. Don't worry about it.
All right.
It was the Nazi regime. You got to look this up. I don't
know what a regime is.
Just look it up.
You have my phone.
You're looking it up after.
I'm probably forget by then.
I think you were on to, too. Which classic novel opens with the following line? It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13.
All the above.
Can I read the choices? Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck, who apparently thought wrote Animal Farm.
Oh, he wrote Of Mice and Men?
Two.
Oh, that's why I know his name. Oh, okay.
That was a cat.
Kitty. So
it's
that's why I know that name, because I've read. Okay,
so B, Moby Dick. We're moving on.
We're moving on, Miranda. I read Of Mice.
Yes, okay, that's cool.
I didn't read the other one.
Okay, that's cool, Miranda. Come on.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Fine.
Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. Moby Dick. Herman Melville, 1984, George Orwell, or Catch-22 by Joseph Heller.
Now, what's the question?
See, I knew that's what you're going to. The clue. What classic novel opens with the following line? It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clock was striking 13.
Okay, go up.
That's it.
I know, I gotta see.
Mice and Men, Moby Dick, 1984, or Catch-22.
Try 1984.
1984?
Yeah, I don't think it was Mice and Men.
There you go. You're right.
I've never read it.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was more of just a lucky guess. By the way, it is 12:22.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm trying to hurry you up, because I'm tired.
Oh, and I gotta work at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. Who devised the calculator known as the step reckoner? Pythagoras? Isaac Newton, Gottfried Leibniz, or Isleu?
Newton is smart.
So you think it's him?
Sure.
You're wrong. Gottfried Leibniz.
I didn't know who he was.
I don't know who he is either.
Apparently, I knew Isaac Newton.
Apparently he helped create the first calculator.
Well, he's not that smart. He learned something every day. Didn't learn about it.
Yeah,
what is the difference between...
mass and weight. I will read the questions, Miranda.
I can read it upside down half the time.
Weight is always consistent. Mass is always flux. Gravity affects only mass, not weight. Weight is measured of how much matter an object has. Mass is a measure of how strongly gravity pulls on the matter. Or mass is the measure of how much matter an object has. Weight is the measure of how strongly the gravity pulls on that matter.
Weight is how much gravity is down, and then mass is the opposite.
So you're thinking C, mass is measure how much the matter an object has, and weight measures how strongly gravity pulls on that matter?
No, weight is the gravity.
Weight is the measure of how strongly gravity pulls on the matter.
Yes.
Or is it mass that measures how strongly gravity pulls on the matter?
Weight is the gravity pulling down.
You're correct.
Yes. I knew that one.
Trees can live forever. True or false?
True?
False.
I know there's ones that, like, live, like, thousands of years, don't they?
Yes, but they eventually die. Because we need paper.
No one actually ever said if they live forever or not.
Oh, man, this one's gonna be... Blank is the chemical compound of the common kitchen table condiment salt.
Okay.
A, N-A-C-L, B, S-L-A, C, N-A-L-I, or D, S-I-C-L.
Isn't it N-A-C-L?
Correct, Miranda.
Yay.
It's for sodium and chloride ions.
Yay.
Ooh, name the capital of Egypt. Arisai?
Sorrow.
Sorrow. Lagos. Or nearby.
Sorrow.
Okay. There you go, Miranda. You know the fucking net capital of Egypt, but you don't know what a fucking regime is. What is the most populated country on the planet? Europe, India, Brazil, or China?
Let's try Europe, because Europe's bigger than China.
Is China.
Oh.
It has 1.3 billion people, while India is 1.2 billion.
Isn't Europe bigger than China, though?
Yeah, more people is in China than Europe, I guess.
Oh.
Europe is not a country, it's a continent.
That makes sense. Okay.
What was the country Germany invaded that marked the beginning of World War II?
Country. Yes. Not continent.
Country. Is it A, Poland, B, Austria, C, Czechoslovakia, or D, Denmark?
Are we talking about the Nazis?
Yes.
Okay, what was the question?
What country did they invade first?
Oh.
Poland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Denmark.
Let's try Auschwitz.
Auschwitz is not an answer.
Oh, what was the questions?
The answers? Poland.
Yeah.
Austria. Czechoslovakia. Okay. Or Denmark.
Austria.
Austria? Mm-hmm. It's Poland. Because they surrendered like 3 days or something like that.
Oh. I don't always remember the books I read.
I don't think you read any books.
I do too.
How are cold-blooded animals different than warm-blooded animals, Miranda? This one you should know.
I think so.
Cold-blooded animals have the same temperature as their environment. Their blood always is always at or below freezing. Cold-blooded animals' body temperature remains constant. Warm-blooded animals' body temperature can, you know, varies greatly. Or cold-blooded animals only live in Arctic climates.
Try Arctic climates.
You're wrong.
What was it?
They have the same temperature as their environment. Cold-blooded animals do.
Oh. I just knew we were warm-blooded.
We are warm-blooded, yes.
Yeah, and then snakes are cold-blooded, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I really knew. I don't think anyone actually...
Lizards are cold-blooded animals. And reptiles.
Yeah, but nobody actually explains that, do they?
Yes. I learned that in school.
When?
Probably in science class, Miranda. I don't know what year.
Gotta know what year to know.
Probably elementary. Mm. When they talked about, you know, animals.
Yeah.
Which Civil War battle had the most casualties, Miranda?
Casualties?
You should know this one.
Looking that one up.
Really?
Yep.
You got the Battle of Gettysburg, the First Battle of the Bull Run, Battle of Shiloh, and the Battle of Cold Harbor.
Battle of Gettysburg?
Yes.
Okay. That's the only one I knew.
An adult human body has how many bones in the body, Miranda?
206.
Okay, I'm gonna still read them off. Thank you for the eagerness, though.
You're at least new.
You got 206, 216, 186, 306.
206.
Yes, you're running on a 2-run win streak again.
I think I just heard that the other day. That pops up frequently. Oh, yeah. My TikTok. I'm on, like, health TikTok.
Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know. Which president created the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA?
I have no idea.
Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or Lyndon B. Johnson?
Did you just want me to guess so you don't gotta look up stuff?
That's up to you.
Well, you're the one that wants to go to sleep. Well, yeah, that's probably... 'cause I still gotta... work in the morning.
That's up to you.
Yeah, because you would have to do all this searching. Do Franklin D. Roosevelt. Wait, Nixon? Oh, he's a president, too.
Yes, they're all presidents.
Jimmy Carter? I never heard of him, though.
He's the youngest president.
Is he ever. Really?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, now what about Johnson?
He took over after another president died. I think it was Kennedy.
Oh, because Kennedy got shot?
Yeah.
Ah. What was the question?
Who created the EPA?
Oh. What's the EPA?
Environmental Protection Agency, Miranda.
Oh. Let's do Nixon.
You're going to do Nixon?
Yeah.
You're right.
Hey.
Yes.
I'm getting better at guessing.
We're 80% done. Oh, God. What is geosism? The study of Earth's core, an astronomical model that the sun is the center of our universe, astronomical model that Earth is in the center of the universe, or the study of rock formations.
See?
Yes.
Hey!
Which we all know that, you know, sun's in the middle of the universe. Which famous Shakespeare character utters the phrase to be or not to be? Hetero, Romeo, Othello, or Hamlet?
Hamlet.
Nice.
It's the only one I knew.
You didn't know Romeo and Juliet?
I was thinking that, but I wasn't sure if it was actually from Romeo and Juliet.
In what year did India finally become independent from Britain?
1986.
That's not an option.
I was hoping it was. 1951, 1948,
1947, or 1965?
Okay, who else was it other than Britain?
No one else.
Well, what's the question?
When did India become an independent country from Britain?
From Britain.
Yes, Britain had India.
India. Okay. We're going with 1948.
1947.
I was close. At least I was close.
You're kind of close. When was the Magna Carta agreed upon?
Ooh!
1467, 1215, 1512, 1366. Yeah, so confident, then, you know. Then it crushed you.
I know what the Magna Carta is. Well, I don't think I know what the Magna Carta is, but I remember hearing about it. Let's do 1512. 1215. Oh! That was close!
Yeah, only a few hundred years off.
Hey, all I had to do is switch the numbers around and I'm good.
Only 300 years off.
I was just wasn't alive then.
I don't think any of us were.
Yeah, sadly.
What are surnames of the famous dueling houses in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet? So what are their last names, Miranda? Montgomery and Paris, Montague and Cassius, Montague and Kebbolt, or Paris and Olivia?
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the names all together.
You can't scroll on the ladies.
Okay, so Romeo Montgomery, Romeo Montague, Romeo Montague. Oh, so it's definitely Montague. So Juliet Cassius, Juliet Capulet. Let's go Cassius.
All right. And you are wrong.
Dang it.
Capulet. I never read that.
Cassius sounded better. But when there's like two together, it's either one or the other.
He painted the... I like how you've been doing that. He painted the Anxious scene here, but his most famous work is the Mona Lisa. Who painted it?
Leonardo DiCaprio. Da Vinci?
DiCaprio is the actor that we were talking about earlier.
I knew it was Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo DiCaprio, that's the actor.
At least I knew it was Leonardo.
Oh my goodness. Which famous icon was shot on April 4th, 1968, Miranda?
Was it a president?
there's a few different Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., President John F. Kennedy, or Malcolm X?
Ooh. Let's do, 1961, Martin Luther King.
1968. So you're off already.
1961, didn't Martin Luther King say his speech? Why would they wait, 7 years to kill him after making the speech? I'm going with John F. Kennedy.
Martin Luther
King. Dang it! I knew he...
John Kennedy was assassinated in 1963, Malcolm X 1965, Bobby Kennedy, who killed 2 months later after MLK in 1968.
Goodness. Too many deaths.
What year did Wilbur and Orville Wright make their first flight, Miranda? 1903, 1904, 1913, 1914.
Let's do... Wait. I think Dr. Seuss was born in 1903.
I don't see how that has anything to do with the question that we're, you know...
Let's do 1903.
You're correct.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Dr. Seuss.
Why do you know the... Dr. Seuss.
Because I looked it up today.
Why?
Because I was talking to a guest at work, and I was like, on my phone, it popped up. Dr. Seuss made up the word nerd. Okay. And then he was like, how old is Dr. Seuss? And I was like, I have no idea.
Staring at your phone besides working.
So, it was at 9:30 at night. There was nobody there. So I hurried up, checked it. He found his wife was walking towards me right before he left. I was like, he was born. He is 97 years old, but he's dead.
Yeah, so he's not 97 anymore.
Well, he's 87. Sorry, 87.
He's still dead.
Yes, but he's still dead.
That racist
but
then bastard's dead.
Yes. Then the guy said, he's almost my age. So he's even older, and he made it past Dr. Seuss.
I don't think that's fully correct. Okay.
I don't know. He might be 80. Well, he was rocking pretty well, so I don't know how old the dude was.
Which of these is not a time period when dinosaurs roamed the Earth?
Oh, goodness.
Mesozoic?
Mesozoic.
Mesozoic. Do you want to read these out loud? Cretaceous? I don't know. Cambrian or Jurassic?
Jurassic?
Jurassic. Which were not.
Jurassic.
You think Jurassic is when dinosaurs were not roaming the Earth?
Isn't that just a movie?
It's a time period.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's where they get the name Jurassic Park, Jurassic World.
I thought that was literally just the movie.
It was a Cambrian period. It started 543 million to 490 million years ago.
I really thought that was just a movie.
No, it's a real life period.
Oh. I don't think they ever tell us about Jurassic.
They do. In science class. In elementary. So. In high school.
I don't think so.
I promise you they do, because I learned about it in elementary and in high school.
What school did you go to?
Margaretta. The same one you went to for most of your life.
Are you sure?
What Austrian neurologist developed the theory of subconscious being... Compromise the ID, ego, and superego. Charles Darwin, Gustav Venture, John Wolfgang von Goethe, or Simon Freud?
Okay, it's either Darwin or Freud, but what's the question?
Which Australian neurologist developed the theory of subconscious being?
Subconscious being?
Yes.
Subconscious being. Subconscious being. Let's do subconscious being. Darwin.
Sigmund Freud. You ready for your results?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta hold this up.
You won't show me.
You got 24 out of 50. You got over half of it wrong.
Only by half. If I got that one right, I would
have. It would have been by half, but you went over half wrong.
I was close.
Not that much.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right, so we now know that Miranda can only get a quiz halfway right.
Yeah, but I only didn't use three of them, so I just add those three.
No, we're not adding the three.
I am adding those three.
You did not use them. It's over. It's 24 out of 50.
Exactly. I didn't use them. You were rushing me. So,
the confirmed
to make
score,
it right,
the confirmed I'm score, adding. 24
so
out of 50.
So 27 out of 50.
24 out of 50.
27 out of 50.
That's the confirmed score.
27 out of 50.
All right, Miranda, say your sorrys to Leo, or else I will physically fight you. You better apologize to Leo, mm-hmm. I swear.
Why should I apologize to him?
You just tried to say that he was dead.
All I did was try to threaten him.
Yes, you threatened him, and then you gotta say sorry to the porn industry.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not saying sorry to the porn.
Or do
industry.
I have to say sorry? I think I gotta say sorry to the porn.
You probably.
You gotta say sorry to Leo. I want to hear it.
Sorry to anybody I offended.
Leo, for threatening him.
Sorry for anybody I offended.
I want you to say the words. I'm sorry,
sorry
Leo.
Sorry for anybody I offended.
I'm sorry, Leo. You're one of the greatest actors of all time, and I should not have tried to threaten you.
Leo DiCaprio, you should be a porn star.
That's a different conversation for a different night. Because we're getting out. I want to get my flower. I want to get my appreciation to Leo. You keep on going, my dude. That's a discussion for a different time. I will offend anyone that for, you know, mispronouncing half the cities wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or last names. Or pretty much anything I might mispronounce wrong during that whole quiz. I didn't really read it over. I just knew Miranda couldn't get over half right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have done better if it was actually...
You're running low on time.
Yeah. And I wasn't at 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah, okay, whatever. You want
I can make up excuses all day long.
Yes, that's all they are excuses because, you know, you lost.
Most definitely. But I'll still be a good teacher. No worries.
You know what? No, next week, I forgot what we're talking about next week. But I know it's going to be something cool. So you got to check us out next week.
Please do.
Every
I'm
Saturday.
Fun, so.
Every Saturday. We
every
upload
Saturday.
Them.
Every Saturday. But I'm going to college soon.
We'll phone you in. We'll phone you in. We'll figure it out.
It's going to be a little bit harder.
It will be harder, but we'll figure it out for yeah. you guys. We will definitely figure this all out.
So we definitely need you to listen more.
Yes, and also, Titanic episode 2 weeks from now. What Sorry. The hell was that? Is there a fucking warthog in here?
It was a hiccup.
I don't think it was.
It was.
Okay, that's what you might think.
Okay, it's an opposite burp.
Opposite burp?
An opposite burp.
That's is that breathing?
No, it's a hiccup. It's one singular loud hiccup. That's what an opposite burp is.
Okay. The fuck was that?
Opposite hiccup.
Okay. So like I was saying, 2 weeks, Titanic, conspiracy theories. There's quite a few of them. So you gotta definitely check it out. And trust me, there's going to be a lot.
He's probably going to do it.
I'm going to do all the research, don't worry.
And then I'll probably just tell you my thoughts, like always.
Yes. And then, I'm hoping we can hit 10 more viewers now.
20!
Yes, we can do 20. And I'm thinking about doing a serial killer episode.
I like that idea.
Yes. And I think I already got this a few in mind.
You know, I don't think any serial killer has been a runner.
I think some of them have. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
But no, I think I already got one in mind.
Okay.
The cookbook killer.
Was he the one that gave out human flesh?
What do you mean?
Isn't there a serial killer that, like, cooked human flesh?
There's quite a few different ones.
And,
Jeffrey Dahmer was one.
Gave it to other people?
Jeffrey Dahmer also did the same thing.
Oh.
But no, this guy... is not as notable, but we're thinking about doing that. I gotta check it all out, make sure that, you know, I can find enough for it.
Yep, now I'm tired.
So yeah, tell them where to find you, Miranda.
You can find me personal or...
The personal, Miranda.
Okay.
Where to find you?
Okay, just want to make sure. You can find me at on my Instagram, merpanda1001.
All right, you can also find this on the Facebook group page, Randomness Chat.
Podcast,
yes. Some loser already took the Randomness Chat.
You told us every single week.
And I'm going to continue saying it until he gives up the name.
Yeah, that might not happen.
It probably won't. I'm going to join the group. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to break in. I'm going to destroy it from the inside and just take it over until I can finally change the name of Randomness Chat. Find us on the Randomness Chat Facebook page, where, you know, we will always keep up with you guys. You can find us on Anchor.
Holy.
On the app, or you can find us on Anchor FM. That is, for that, let's see, where else can, you can find me on Twitter at JoeViak, and I think that's about it.
Spotify has us.
Yes. You can find us, well, you can listen to us on Spotify, give us 5 stars on iTunes, Google us on Google Podcasts. We are actually on quite a few other ones. If you type in on Anchor FM, Randomness Chat Podcast, It shows you everywhere we are on, and you can listen on that website if you wanted to.
Please go watch. This thing I'm looking at says that we've almost hit 2,000 people.
2,000 probably looks.
Yeah, it says people reached.
Yeah, that's not how many people follow us. That's definitely not as many people that follows us.
No, but that's a lot of people.
Yes. But yeah.
Maybe we'll get there one day.
We're hoping to get there one day. I think it's going to take us at least 40 episodes. To be good.
That's like 40 weeks.
Yes, we're already through 8.
40 minus 8 is...
We're looking almost 32? A year.
32?
Yeah, got 32 more
32
to go.
Weeks!
And we're still going to sound like shit and be like shit, but it's fine.
I will still be me.
We're still going to be like shit, so don't worry.
Joey will still sound like crap.
You fucking sound like crap.
No.
Fucking dumbass can't even get a fucking D on a quiz.
Okay, the thing is... That was mainly history... I do not do history.
Next week.
I don't want to do history.
Next week, we'll figure something out.
It better not be history.
I will promise you it's nothing but history.
Is it everything that we've ever done is, like, history?
No.
Well, no, but, like, everything we talk about is our history or, like, the actual history of people that actually matter.
Well, you know, no, we had a fetish episode.
Oh, that's true.
Where was the United States?
Yeah. Well, no, that's still history.
That's not history.
I feel like it's still history.
Yeah, no, we're thinking... We might do a part two of that.
I still feel like it's history.
Thinking part two of weird laws.
That's government. Laws are government.
That doesn't mean it's history.
Laws, government, and government is history.
There's a different class for government, U.S. government.
It doesn't matter. It's all the same.
It's really not.
Yes, it is.
Not even the state of Ohio counts it the same.
But
Miranda, tell them bye. They're done listening to us.
Good night. Or good day. Either
way. What? They can't listen to us at night? Is there a fucking
for me, so good night.
Is there a wall? You guys can listen to us whenever you want.
Okay, yes. Listen to it whenever you want. But good night.
Force other people to listen to it.
Good night for me. Well, actually, on the other side of this world, they're like, it's good morning for them, isn't it?
Yes, that's how time zones work.
Yes. So. Good morning. Good night.
Say your piece. Have a good day. Bye, Miranda.
Bye.
We will see you next week. So you know what that means, Miranda?
I get to go to sleep now.
We're going to be here to stay.
Not on the floor.
We're staying on the podcast.